We want to demonstrate to the public that this is about choices. Governments over the last decade have chosen to cut beds, cut nurses and doctors, and not just in Letterkenny Hospital, but also in our community hospitals from Carndonagh and then Inishowen right down to Ballyshannon in South Donegal, right across the county. So what happens when you keep cutting back and cutting back is you have a bottleneck then presents at Letterkenny. We want to, I suppose, get that information out to the public and demonstrate that there is a better way and there are choices to be made here.
There does appear to be, for some people at least, almost a sense of inevitability about this, that there's nothing can be done, it's always going to be with us, and it's a matter of shrugging the shoulders and moving on. You say that's not the case, that there are actions can be taken, there are remedies that can be applied.
No, absolutely. And if you look at any authoritative study of our health service, and there have been many excellent books analysing what the problems are, and the most recent contribution was the Sláintecare report, the all-party Oireachtas Committee. It's clear that we have had years of underinvestment in our public health system where we're handing money over to the private system and we're not supporting our doctors and our nurses in the public system. That's what has caused this crisis. The way to reverse it is we need urgent investment in the beds, the doctors and the nurses, not just in our major hospitals, but in our community, in our primary care, supporting our GPs. That is the solution. And that means hard choices. You cannot cut taxes for everybody and address this crisis. And Sinn Féin want to get that information out to the public in Donegal to explain what is happening here. So, you know, when it comes to the next election, frankly, when there's choices to be made, people can see what every party is presenting on the table.